Yeah, you know that number games is tiring. Like, consistency is hard, but you get consistent and it feels like people are getting tired of the work you put out. But just keep on pushing now. We have dreams.
Want what we can't have. The commodity makes us want it. So expensive. Damn. I just got to.
What's up, my people? It's your boy Austin Odi, and welcome to the fourth episode of The Journey. Now we are halfway through The Journey. And to be honest, I didn't want to release this episode because the numbers just got down. And in my mind, I was like, I think people are tired of the whole journey and all. And then somebody texted me that you didn't release an episode yesterday. And I was like, at least one person noticed. So there's a reason to keep pushing. Now, the title of this journey, of this episode, is Dreams. Now, I believe that everybody has their own dream to do whatever they want to do. And I feel you have your own dream of even the lifestyle that you're living. And to be honest, one thing I'm excited about is that the people I follow, I know that they have all had your own circumstances and moments before their big dreams. For example, now Chunks, he didn't go to uni after he's a UK YouTuber. Yeah. After he finished, he went to uni for 1 year and he came back and was like, he wants to do YouTube. And probably the circumstances in his place are different. And the parents were like, okay, you have, I think, like, they gave him a year or two. So if it doesn't yield results, you're going back to uni. Well, I don't have that luxury to tell my parents that I don't want to go to uni, sha. But he did. Now, a couple years later, he's living his life. And I don't know whether this was his whole dream to become this big. But he's now this big. And it's a madness. I was checking out his Instagram story yesterday. And he went to Sydney. And there were a lot of people that they were even on the news, like, some Beta Squad YouTube sensation came to Sydney and they were this much people. I'm sure that the old people don't actually know who Beta Squad is, and some of you don't. Then they went to Melbourne, I think, yes, and it was all love. And I was excited because probably that is my dream. And I feel like me being able to see people come from so little or come from wherever they are from, go through the obstacles, go through the world and all the bad days and the good days, and still be able to live that dream is something of inspiration to myself. And I believe that, like, if probably I work hard, if probably I just continue to grow in what I really want to do, then I believe that I would actually get to live my own dream. And to be honest, the thing I tell myself is that, bro, you're in Nigeria, these things are hard. In London, UK, is easier for them to access the internet. They have free Wi-Fi or whatever. Yeah, you have to buy your data. Nigerians are not so invested in YouTube. Nigerians don't care so much about what you want to do. Look, a few people actually know the people you are talking about and all. But I believe it's just about you pushing yourself. And personally, me pushing myself. I believe that I'm not likable per se. But I believe that if I do something I really like, I can actually impose it on people to the extent that they like it. Because, my friends, I keep saying particular words to you. You start using the words. That keeps them particular stuff, and then it becomes something that they also say. So I'm not actually going to stop, because I wanted to stop today, maybe yesterday. But at least I see someone that cares about what I'm doing. So why should I actually give up? Why should you stop? Because if one person understands your humor, like Harry Pinero said, he was just waiting for one person to like his content on YouTube. That one person understands this. And if one person understands it, you're probably going to tell another person, and it's all going to grow. So if there's one person that at least believes in you, the one fan that you have, I believe that's enough reason for you to keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, this dream is yours and not theirs. So why would you stop? Why would you give up when, at the long run, you will be the one living the life, and they are there to support you, there to pick you up if you fall. Not necessarily pick you up if you fall, but they are there with you through the journey of whatever you are trying to do. And that's a nice thing to know. I also feel like it's very nice to know that, like, you have people who are there for you, people who even though you are down, they will still be like, yeah, I appreciate what he's doing. Even though you feel less of yourself, even though you feel like this is not hitting as much, they are still there for you. It's a nice thing to know, because it gives you a little bit of fuel, a little bit of push to keep on doing this. Because, like me, bro, if nobody actually told me that, fuck, you didn't, sorry. If nobody actually told me that, oh, you didn't record an episode yesterday, or you didn't do anything, I would have been like, yeah, in truth, nobody cares. But at least now I know that there's somebody. Even if the person does remind me next week, I'm down and I'm convinced that there's somebody. So the whole journey of you living your dreams is going to be hard. And it's going to be hard. I don't know, Sha. I feel it's going to be hard because I haven't lived my dreams. But I know it's going to be hard, because when you look at the blueprint of people who've done it before you, not all of them had it easy. Most of them didn't have it easy. So why should you be expecting it to come easy? Why should you be anticipating what you actually really need to work hard for? Well, I don't know. I hope most of you get to live your dreams the way you planned it. I hope you get to work hard for it. I hope you have somebody that believes in you and knows that probably you would achieve your dreams. Yeah, love.